Now D-U-Z does brings you the Goldberg.
You? Is anybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends the Goldbergs are here. Brought to you by Does, the new kind of soap that does everything best. You know, the other day I overheard an interesting bit of conversation. First I heard...
Well, Mrs. Robinson, I see you hanging out your wash. Say, haven't you tried Does yet?
No, I haven't.
Well, I bet you will when you hear the big news. It's just been proved this new kind of soap does everything best.
Atta girl, I said to myself, that ought to get Mrs. Robinson. But no, she just looked kind of skeptical.
How could anyone prove that?
By testing Does against 25 different wash day soaps. That's all.
25? I didn't know there were that many. Guess that means my soap, too.
Aha, I thought. Now Mrs. Robinson is interested. Come on there, pal. Tell her all those soaps were tested for the very thing she wants most on wash day. Whitest washes, most suds for cleaning, together with greatest safety for colors. And only Does scored highest on the whole combination.
Sure, Mrs. Robinson. And what do you know? Does beats soap after soap for getting towels whiter and dirty work clothes clean easier.
Then I forgot and burst right in. And besides that, Does prove safer for the pretty rayons you wash. Actually leaves them brighter. Why, compared with Does, most soaps were short on safety for those nice colors. Some soaps couldn't get grimy work shirts clean without hard scrubbing, and some just didn't give towels and linens the dazzling whiteness Does does. This new kind of soap is the only one with a perfect score on all three counts. White washes, suds for cleaning, and safety to colors combined. So make Does your wash day soap, too. Does everything and does it best. Now Does invites you to visit the Goldberg. Just as man is given an anesthetic when his physical pain is too great, so nature has created an antidote to mental pain. It takes the form of memory loss. When Molly saw Jake's clothing brought to her by the police for identification, the resulting shock was too great to bear. And so her mind reverted for a while to the past, to more pleasant memories. Even though she began to recover, the doctor urged Mike and David to take Molly to a rest home to get her the right care and to help her get over the shock. Right now, Molly and her friends are in the receiving room of the Hillcrest Rest Home. Listen.
Rosalie, why am I here?
Oh, no,
Mama, darling, it's only because you need a rest.
Well, what will rest do for me? Can I rest? Will I rest until I know where Papa dear is?
We'll know that too, Mama, darling, but first you have to take care of yourself.
You have to, Molly. If anybody can get a line of where Mr. Goldberg is, Joe can. So all we want you to do is to take a rest.
And this is a nice place, Molly. It is. It's a pleasure to be sick in such a hospital.
But I'm not sick. Of course you're not sick, Molly. You just run down.
I'm not, Rosalie. I'm not. I'm not run down. I'm not run up. I'm not. Let me go back better, please.
Gee, Mrs. Goldberg, you're smart about everything else. Be smart about what's going to do you some good. Mike is right. Perfectly right. Be smart about what's going to do you some good.
I was upstairs to look the place over, Mrs. Goldberg. It's a swell joint. I mean, it's a beautiful hospital.
Beautiful, Molly. You'll sit in the sun on the roof. They got a celery room.
Solarium, Uncle David.
Solarium? Oh, that's a lot of solarium.
Maybe I should call Lastonbury and speak to Birdie.
See? That's what you mustn't do. I'll call and Rose and Nicole. Whatever has to be done, we'll do.
Maybe I should call and see how Seymour is.
See? You see, that's what the doctor don't want you to do, Molly.
I want to know if there's mail from family.
See? That's what the doctor don't want you to do.
And if I don't know, will it make me feel better?
Mrs. Goldberg, don't you think we can handle all that for you? All you need is a couple of days of complete rest. That's what the doctor said. Just look at it as a vacation. Gee, I bet you never had a vacation.
This was supposed to be my vacation when I took a bus to go to Mexico visiting. That was going to be a vacation.
I'm sorry I mentioned it. All right, let's stop talking about it, huh?
Mama, darling.
What? officer, what are we waiting here for?
Oh, we got to get you registered.
Yes, and we got to get you registered.
Yeah, you've got to go into that office, the admitting office.
You got to go to the admitting office.
Yeah, you got to give them a little data.
Data you got to give them.
Yes.
So go in, Mike, and ask him how long we have to wait.
I'll go. Would you like a piece of chewing gum, Mrs. Goldbike?
No, thank you, Michael.
I'll be right out.
Yes.
Come on.
The patient is getting impatient.
I'm sorry, sir.
I'd like to talk to you, madam.
Yes. Won't you come in, please?
Well, it's just about paying the bill. I want to pay for a week in advance.
Is the patient booked for a week?
Well, Dr. Sandridge didn't say, but I guess she'll be here at least a week, and if there's any extras, you can give me the bill later.
You understand that there'll be no refund if the patient leaves before...
That's okay.
Are you going to pay by check?
You don't object to cash, do you? I want to treat it like the Duchess.
Your wife will get all the care she needs.
But she ain't my wife. And don't get me wrong, sister. She's just a good friend. There's some of that left in the world yet. Friendship, I mean.
Yes?
My mother's getting very restless. Can you take care of him now, madam?
Yes, bring her in.
All right, Rosie.
All right, madam.
Don't mention the bill, will you?
Not if you don't want me to.
No, I don't. I'm just a natural-born Lady Bountiful. What kind of perfume do you use?
Thanks, but none of that.
Well, put it away as a Christmas gift in advance.
I'll take care of your friend if that's what's worrying you. Miss Erickson speaking.
This is police headquarters. I want some information, please.
Just a minute. I'll connect you with the third floor. Hello? Hello, put this call through to the third floor. Come in.
Come, bud. Come out.
Yes. Won't you sit down, please?
We'll wait outside for you.
Yes, Molly. We'll wait outside.
Is it all right if I stay, please?
That's my daughter, and I...
Please.
That's all right.
Come, Grandpa.
Yes, I'm coming.
Oh, no. Now, there are just a few questions I want you to answer.
Yes, ma'am.
Don't be nervous, Mama, darling.
Your name, please.
My name is Molly Goldberg.
Mrs. Goldberg?
Yes.
Your address, please.
My address, my real address, Lastonbury, Connecticut.
Spell it, please.
Spell it, Rosalie.
L-A-S-T-E-N.
B-U-R-Y.
B-U-R-Y, Connecticut, yes. Where were you born, Mrs. Goldberg?
Where I was born, on the other side.
When were you born?
I was born just before the blizzard.
What year?
What year, Rosalie? It was before I came to America, and I'm in America already.
How old are you, Mama, darling?
Old enough to take care of myself, Mama. Excuse me, I'm not bad anybody.
Oh, excuse me.
Yes.
Miss Erickson speaking.
This is the police headquarters, and we want some information.
Oh, just a minute. You have the wrong floor. Put this call through to the third floor, please. I'm sorry.
Sorry. September 22nd, that's my next birthday. And what year I forgot?
I think it was 18.
I'm someplace in my middle ages.
My, you don't
figure out, Rosalie, figure out. I was married 4 months after my 18th birthday. Take a pencil. My last wedding anniversary was... It was nearly my silver anniversary. That makes, that's nearly 25 years.
All right, Mama, darling.
So put me down for 40-something.
I'm 46.
Not 46, Rosalie, not yet.
45.
44.
44. How many children?
Two. Two wonderful children. Wonderful children. My son is in the army. Two children.
Excuse me.
Yes.
Miss Erickson speaking.
This is the police headquarters. We want some information.
I'm sorry, but hold on. I'll connect you with one who can help you. Put this call through the third floor, please. Sometimes I wish I didn't have to have a telephone in my office. Now, where were we?
It was up to my children.
Two children.
Yes, sir. Pamela Goldbeck and Rosie Goldbeck.
Any illnesses?
Illnesses? Sickness? What illnesses? Not much. The children had measles and whooping cough and mumps, but myself, once I nearly had stones. Here does it go. But it wasn't. My doctor, who was my doctor? That was Dr. Rickenbeck, yes. Dr. Rickenbeck. Wonderful doctor. He took out my friend's appendicitis, too. Wonderful doctor. Only had 5 stitches. Wonderful doctor. And then the doctor took my pictures and he found me null and void. I'm a perfect woman, nice. Only lumbago every season. The fall season when the leaves fall. And in the spring, if the spring is delayed and the winter lingers, then I sometimes have migraine headaches. That's all nice. That's all.
I'm sorry. Mr. Erickson speaking.
I want some information.
I'm sorry.
So am I.
Just a minute,
now, don't bother about giving me the third floor. Just get me the information I want, please.
Yes?
I want to know whether you have a Mr. Jacob Goldberg.
Is he a patient?
If he's there, yes, certainly that's what he is.
Well, I'm sorry, sir, I can't give you that information. You'll have to speak to somebody on the third floor.
Well, apparently the police are very active on Jake's trail. But why are they calling the Hillcrest Rest Home? Have they a clue which leads to the very place Molly has entered? Sometimes it isn't what you say, it's how you say it. Lately, I've been wishing I were a newspaper man so I could talk like this. Headline, does everything best in the wash. Tests against 25 wash day soaps proved it. Then my next big headline would be, this new kind of soap does everything best in the dishpan, too. And ladies, that's really an extra. Just think, not one of those 25 soaps could match all does for dishes. Only does gives you this wonderful combination. Suds that stand up till the last dish is done. Faster suds for cutting grease. Along with greater kindness to your hands. Why, compared with soap after soap, does gives more suds faster. Suds that really stand up, so there's no need to keep adding soap. Does gets to work on grease quicker, too. You don't have to waste your time with hard scouring. Yet does is extra gentle to your hands. Leaves them wonderfully smooth and soft. I tell you, in the dishpan, too, does everything and does it best. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg and brought to you by D-U-Z, Does. The wheel of fate can spin in opposite directions at the same time, and at the same time, and at the same time, and sometimes for the best. For the makers of everything best. Keep on saving used kitchen fat until J-Day, the day the Japs are licked. Save used fat every drop, every day.